MyFCU.org/free.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
So let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
Oh, it is the Buckeye Show. Welcome in, Thursday edition. I am Ryan Baker. You just heard on the update, Bodie Wells doing a fine job on the other side of the glass. And the man sitting across the table from me already yawning. I have bored him that much already today. He is one Tyvis Powell.
Listen, I'm not tired. It's been a lot, but I'm ready. You know, I got a lot going on. I went to Cleveland, did that show, came back. I'm doing this show. Tomorrow's my daughter's second birthday, so I got to get ready for that. It's just a lot going on. That's all.
You having a big party for the daughter?
She's having like a little, a small get together. Somebody told me that once under five, the kids don't really remember it anyway. So we're just inviting a couple of family members over, have a couple, some pizza, some wings, hang out, nothing major.
Okay, well, that'll be fun at the Powell household.
That's Saturday, though. We're doing that Saturday.
Timmy Hall, he is out on vacation, getting a couple nice days on the West Coast. Timmy, speaking of birthdays, cashing in his birthday present this weekend as he's out going to play a little golf at Pebble Beach. I'm pretty jealous of that.
You're a golfer?
Well, I am, but not much of one right now. The golf game is struggling to start 2024, Tyvis. Well, I feel like Tyvis tries.
Are you holding on to the club? That's the biggest question.
I have not thrown a club in 2024.
So you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm
doing
okay.
Well for yourself. So, I think I'm going to get back out there.
Are you?
I think
Anytime you want to go, let me know.
Well, this is the thing. I'm going to start off Top Golf.
Okay.
You know, just...
Well, I'll join you there if you want.
And then I'm going to work my way. Because I think I'm good when I get on the green. But it's like getting to the green that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to work on my game.
Well, they always say putt for dough. So if you're good on the green... That
I think I
might be doing okay.
I think I can read the course really well, especially on the green.
All right,
like I know how to hit if I need to hit it to the left and at a curve, right? Like I
got that down.
I played Tiger Woods a lot when I was a kid on the EA Sports game, and I was money on there. So like I just kind of took that and translated it to real life. Putt king.
Bodie played a lot of NCAA growing up, too. But
yeah, well, and he can't wait till, July?
But I am a terrible football player. Did not make college football. Didn't come anywhere close. But yeah, July, Tyvis.
Did you actually play football when you was younger?
I played through my freshman year of high school.
What position, out of curiosity?
Bounced around a little bit as I was younger and older, but closer to older was more like tight end, defensive end.
Okay. So you got a little mean streak, too.
Not really. That's why I stopped playing.
You know Bodie's got a mean streak in him. He just, when he lets it out, it don't come out often, but
Bodie tends to not agree with anything I say, so he's very mean to me.
I mean, I don't agree with a lot you say either. Well, I mean to you when you're playing Papa Shot. I'm trying to motivate you.
Here's the thing. If you I say the things that it's just what it is. It's the truth. It's just what it is. And some people can't handle the truth. Like Jacob, he can't handle it when I'm just telling it like it is.
It must be a Notre Dame fan thing, right?
It is. You know. They still waiting on the glory days to come back.
One day. We got a good show tonight, Tyvis. The 2018 recruiting class for Ohio State, it was one of the best in program history, according to numbers when it came in. Mm-hmm. That recruiting class is all done with college football, except for maybe one player. So we're going to go ahead and revisit that 2018 recruiting class and see how they did exactly. It's Thursday, so that means we'll do Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports. Of course, coming up at 7, we'll have the College Football Pulse. The Buckeyes, Tyvis, this was something you wanted to talk about. They've been dominating the NFL Rookie of the Year awards, and they've got one of the favorites to do it again this year on the offensive side of the ball in Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yes.
We will discuss how long we think this run of Ohio State rookies dominating the NFL is going to last coming up in the second hour of the show as well. Also, this football team, Tyvis, really only two questions on it. I think, for most people. Quarterback is one of those.
Yep.
The other is the offensive line position. We'll get a guy who played that position, multiple positions actually, at Ohio State, and get his thoughts about that when we have TJ Downing join us at 7:20. First things first, though, Tyvus, I wanted to talk just a little bit about the basketball team. We'll be together tomorrow, so we may get into this a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But the Buckeye basketball team, they now have gotten their regular season schedule for the Big Ten here, Ooh. At least coming up. Indiana, Maryland, and Nebraska are the three foes that Ohio State will face twice in the regular season. The Buckeyes received home games against Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, Oregon, Rutgers, and Washington. They will play their lone road matchups of the season against Purdue, Illinois, Minnesota, Penn State, UCLA, USC, and Wisconsin. So
those are all on the road.
Those are all on the road.
That's a tough little road schedule.
Yeah, pretty tough road schedule there. Tyvus, when you first hear that, obviously the road is what you look at. But the second thing I think of, why are Ohio State and Michigan not playing twice a year in basketball? Like, if that's your rival, and I understand basketball is a little different than football, but if that's your rival, you should have a home and home with them.
That probably will turn into one of the biggest games on next year's schedule. And I'm going to tell you why. Because both programs lost their head coaches, both, and, you know, Ohio State obviously had the opportunity to try to go out and get Dusty. And he just, I don't know what happened with that situation. They decided to stick with Jake Diebler. And now to go to the rival school, it'd be nice to see these two coaches battle, go back and forth, because that's where everybody's going to be at. And then on top of that, Roddy Gill is there too. So it's going to be a lot of juice. Where is that one at? Is that home or away?
The Michigan game will be here. It'll
I got to be in attendance for that one. That's going to be a really good game.
And does, you know, the Dusty May, as you mentioned, and Jake Diebler comparisons, their careers at these two schools for as long as they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, they're going to be compared the whole way.
Yeah, because a lot of people kind of wanted Dusty May, you know, to get the job. But I think after what Jake Diebler did towards the end of the year, it was no denying that he should be the guy, and we'll find out if that was the right decision.
The other interesting thing, and of course we've known this, but the Big Ten this year will go to, with the expansion, just a 15-team format for the Big Ten tournament. So
we better not be in it.
And that's the thing. I don't think Ohio State will be in the talks for that this year. But if the three bottom teams in the conference don't make the tournament, unfortunately, this past year, Ohio State would have been dealing with that.
Let's just hope that those days are behind us. You know, I think that obviously we still need to shape up this roster a little bit more and find a couple of more guys in the portal. Well, I think you've already upgraded a little bit. You know, you got more offense at the big man position with Aaron. You get Michi Johnson back, so you get another guard to go alongside of Bruce. It's just his three-point shooting. So hopefully they figure that part out. You know, what's his name? Who we get from San Diego State?
Micah Parrish.
Micah Parrish. Hopefully he gets back to the high 30, low 40% three-point shooter that he was. I know last year was not a great year. We're going to need him to step up this year. And if you do that, they should not. I'm going on record right now and say we're not going to be in the bottom three. I know what happened the past 2 years. That's not going to happen again this year.
I don't believe so either right now. We still need to see who these two players or transfer portal additions that they add to fill out this roster, who they are. Obviously, you'd have to think one's a big man. Another one is a guy that can shoot the basketball, mm-hmm. especially from deep.
Yeah.
So when we see those, then we can kind of make our... But I don't think with Diebler and with Michi coming back and another year of Bruce, I don't think that... And another year of Devin Royal, too. He's a guy that I think is getting looked over a lot of times when we talk about this basketball team. Another year of him and not only his defensive ability, where he really needed help on the court, defensive ability rounding out, mm-hmm. but his offensive ability even getting better as he grows, just going to be a sophomore next year, I think will be huge.
I think he might be one of those guys that really takes off, and I think he's going to have such a good year that some people might be like, is he going to go pro? Like, I think that's my vision for him. I think he can be that good. I thought towards the end of the year, he started playing much better. Obviously, he made some mistakes as a freshman, But as you know, I think the thing about Jake Diebler is he allowed him to come in there, let them grow through their mistakes, which is something that you would love as a freshman player. Like, you got a guy that believes in you. You don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder or getting pulled out of the game. He lets you grow. So I think that was huge for Devin, and I think he takes this next step this upcoming season.
No doubt that Devin Royal can put the ball in the basket for sure. One more thing while we're talking about Ohio State basketball, a player that left, Felix Akpara. He sat down with Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch and talked about his decision to leave. And I don't know what Akpara was supposed to say, but he said that Aaron Bradshaw coming in had absolutely no bearing on his decision. And I believe that that's absolutely BS. I believe that, and I understand you said you were coming back. Your teammates started leaving. I get all of that. But if Felix Akpara was guaranteed 30 minutes a night on this basketball team next year, I don't believe he would be at Cincinnati. I also don't believe he was guaranteed 30 minutes a night with Aaron Bradshaw coming in. It was probably maybe 20 minutes a night, somewhere that's going to be 50-50 with those two. So I think him saying that is just bogus.
You a little fired up there, Baker.
I'm not fired up. Just be honest.
You know what? That's when I first read it. That's how I feel too. Like, just tell it like it is. Listen, you didn't want to really go through that competition. And on top of that, you're from Tennessee. You're going to Tennessee. They are big on defense, which fits you perfectly and what you really want to do. And I think that the fact that he says, you know, other guys started getting in the transfer portal, and then I started thinking to myself, I started looking around and saying, I need to make the best decision for myself. When you say that, like, then you didn't believe in the rest of the guys that were still at Ohio State, because you look at Bruce, you look at Michi, you look at Devin, you're like, okay, that's a solid group of guys that can get buckets. But you telling me, once you seen Roddy and Scotty and them get in the portal, then you thought this team wasn't going to be as good, so I'm going to go to Tennessee because I feel much more secure there. So that tells me you don't believe in the players and you really didn't believe in the coaching staff. Just say that. I'd rather you just say that. It ain't bashing them. It's just being honest.
And I don't have any problem with Felix Akpara saying, hey, you know, I'm supposed to be the guy. You brought in another guy to challenge me being the guy. And he left. It's just like I've talked about with Devin Brown. You can burn the boats all you want, but if your captain changes course on you or you change ships,
he can't.
The whole narrative is different.
No. He burned the boats.
Some people think that, but I just disagree because his captain changed course on him. But just be honest, Felix. Just say, hey, look.
Felix is wrong with this one because he shouldn't have posted that he was coming back.
You're right. And I don't understand why these guys have to now in this transfer portal era say, I'm coming back. You're here until you're not. If you're leaving, tell us. If you don't need to say anything if you're here.
I agree with that statement.
The 2018 recruiting class, Tyvus, it is pretty much gone from college football, all of them gone from Ohio State. It was a highly ranked class. We will revisit that class coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show. Ryan Baker, Tyvus Powell, 97.1 The Fan.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Rise and shine, jabronis.
What a show this morning.
There's only one place where Buckeye legends lay the smackdown. Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Give me a juice box,
Beyonce. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Where every segment is another Buckeye surprise. You've got the Buckeye Show.
Welcome back in. Buckeye Show. Ryan Baker filling in for Timmy Hall. Tyvis Powell in the middle of a 7-day straight here at the Fan, hanging out with me tonight. We're here till 8 o'clock. Bodie Wells with us as well. Tyvis, 2018, that recruiting class, that was a big deal for Ohio State, if you remember correctly. At the time, it was the highest rated recruiting class in the history of recruiting classes here at Ohio State.
Even over 2012?
Yes, the highest, even over you at the time. Now, it shows you those recruiting guys don't know what they're doing. But but it has since been passed. The 2021 class is the highest rated class Ohio State has ever had. But in 2018, it was a big deal with these guys coming in. It was the second ranked class in the country behind Georgia that year. And except for one player in that class, Blue Smith, who was a wide receiver, who left Ohio State and ended up at Cincinnati, I think actually came back and played in the Shoe with Cincinnati. He has been granted a seventh year of eligibility by the NCAA. Now, if he uses that or not, he has not determined yet.
Oh, okay.
If he is and where. But everybody else from this recruiting class has moved on, whether to the real world or to the NFL or to the UFL, as we just found out with one of the players from that class. But only six guys ended up being drafted
out of 26.
From that class. Out of 26 guys, only six were drafted. Those six were Nicholas Petit-Ferrer, who was the top recruit in that class. He was a third-round pick, of course, to the Tennessee Titans. Tyreek Smith, a fifth-round pick to Seattle.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Jeremy Ruckert, third-round pick to the Jets. Tommy Togiai, of course, was a fourth-round pick from the Browns, and he is in Jacksonville now. Is that right?
Is he left really? Cleveland? I didn't know that. They didn't. He was on the practice squad with them all last year. I don't know if he.
Yeah, and I think Jacksonville took him off of the practice squad. Then
says he plays for the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, so he ended up at the Falcons now. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, of course, who transferred to Notre Dame.
He just got drafted
in the seventh round. And then according to the NFL draft, at least, the best player, and I would think most of us would think that as well, the best player from that 2018 class ended up being the guy who was ranked 399th nationally. Being one, Chris Olave, who was drafted, of course, 11th to the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
So, Tyvis, we make a big deal about recruiting classes and the number of stars. And it's been proven if you don't get the stars in your recruiting class, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Ohio States. You're not going to be at the top of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But this is all people projecting 17, 18-year-old kids, and it's a crapshoot sometimes.
Well, even when you go to the NFL, that's a crapshoot in the draft. Listen, the thing about it is when you get 26 guys, first of all, you got to be realistic. All 26 of them is not going to finish at your program. So let's just go ahead and call a spade there. I don't even remember how many out of the 2012 actually remained there. You know, a lot of different reasons. A lot of people transferred. Some people got kicked off the team, whatever. But you got to get that part there. Secondly, it's all about developing and fits. See, the fit part is not just for college. It's NFL as well. You could be a really good player, but if you don't fit in that system that they're running, scheme, you won't be as good as you could be. And now you got to try to tailor your game. And that's up to the coaches as well. The coaches, and when you're recruiting a kid in high school, you know, you got to look at these kids and say, how does this kid fit what we do? Which is something that Ohio State does. They do that a lot. I mean, I just recently talked to somebody over there about this exact topic, is that they look at these kids and they say, they got a skill set. How would this skill set will fit in our system like this? And when the kid comes to Ohio State, now it's all about being developed. And that's with the coach, the strength coaches, nutrition, everything. You got to make sure that you help them develop their game, make sure that they're strong enough to compete and fast enough to compete at this level. And some guys are all in on that, and some guys don't take it that serious. And if you don't take it that serious, you watch this opportunity pass you by. And that's when guys from after years after you start passing you on the depth chart, and now you never really get to where you're supposed to be. So that's all what happens. That's a lot that I just said, but that's what all goes into when you're in a recruiting class, if you're going to be successful or if you're not going to be successful.
This class did produce two All-Americans with Chris Olave and Nicholas Petit-Ferrer, two first-team All-Big Ten guys and both of those guys as well, a couple of second-teamer, third-teamers, honorable mention, All-Big Ten. In comparison, the 2017 class had 21 signees, so five fewer guys, seven All-Americans, and 10 NFL draft picks from that class, including two top three overall picks with Chase Young and Jeffrey Okuda. Mm. And then you had Dobbins, Werner, and Josh Myers all picked in the second round. The 2019 recruiting class so far has only produced, it has produced six NFL draft picks. It included just 17 signees, which was nine fewer than 2018. And then 2020's recruiting class has produced five NFL draft picks so far, three of those first rounders with CJ Stroud, Paris Johnson, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. 16 of that 25-member class is still playing college football, though.
I like the chance. I think that this year, with all the guys that came back, I think that if they go out there and handle business like they're supposed to, there will be a lot of draft picks out of Ohio State this upcoming draft. I mean, I could think of just three guys off the top of my brain that should probably go in the first round, and JT, Denzel, and Mecca. Like, those three should be first round picks if they handle their business like they're supposed to and obviously test well and do all of those things. They should be first round picks.
The 2018 class as a whole, though, should make Ohio State feel a little better. Hasn't done great all around. I think Texas, they had the third ranked class, only seven draft picks from their 27 signees from that 2018 class. Went to the NFL. USC had the fourth ranked class. They produced only two NFL draft picks out of 18. And then Alabama, who had the fifth ranked class, they had six NFL draft picks. Of course, that was headlined by Jalen Waddle and then Patrick Surtain, who both went in the top 10.
Two home runs right there.
But as a whole, though, the 2018 draft or the 2018 recruiting class at the top has not produced the numbers that some of the others have through the past years of college football.
This makes me want to go back and look at the 2012 class, just out of curiosity, because I don't remember. I know all of us didn't make it, but I just can't remember how many of them was first-round picks or how many people got drafted. And I know I did us no favors because I did not get drafted.
I don't know what star you were coming out of high school, but three. I know you're a five star now in life. So
thank you. I appreciate that. I try to be.
It is Thursday, so that means one thing and one thing only. We're going to do a little beers and Buckeyes coming up next with Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
Chops his serial killer eyes, and Reeser can grow a full beard before lunch. What can your friends do? Bishop and Friends.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy. It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
Yes, one of our favorite times of the week. We get to talk about two of our favorite things, a little beers and Buckeyes with one of our favorites from Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports. He is Patrick Murphy. Patrick, welcome in on this Thursday. We were talking about the 2018 Ohio State football recruiting class because it is just about officially wrapped up playing college football. Blue Smith is not decided if he's going to play for a seventh year. He has been granted that, but obviously that will not be at Ohio State. And at the time, the 2018 recruiting class was the number one recruiting class in Ohio State history. It is number two as of now behind the 2021 class. 26 members in that class, Patrick, but only six of them drafted, only one first rounder. It just goes to show you, we get all into these recruiting rankings, but you never do know what's going to translate on the field at the next level.
No, absolutely not. You know, I think that 24/7 Sports and other outlets, you know, you do your best you can to project, but you don't know, right? What these guys are going to do physically, what the opportunity is going to be, all that stuff. That's not to say to not follow the recruiting rankings because I need people to do that for my job. But, yeah, I mean, the way that these things play out, I do think people get sometimes a little caught up, especially, you know, Ohio State this past year, for instance. Not a top five class, but not a top two class. And, you know, there were some guys in there that I know people kind of questioned a little bit. My thing is always like, let's wait and see how this plays out. You know, the Ohio State track record has been pretty good at success. Now, if you want to look in terms of NFL draft picks, I think you're looking at another inexact science there where these scouts, GMs, coaches, whoever is making the decision for the team is trying to figure things out. As I think I mentioned when we did this last week, there's a lot of time between the end of the NFL season and the NFL draft, probably too much time. And I think there is a little bit of overthinking a lot of times with some of these players as well. Not to say that the guys from that class should have been drafted earlier, but just to point out that both things are an inexact science and you just try and do the best you can with recruiting evaluations and draft evaluations.
Pat, when you look at a guy like Emeka Ebuka, he's had a pretty good career here at Ohio State. And he needs just 1,041 yards to be the all-time receiving leader at Ohio State. Do you think he achieves that this year? Although there are a lot of miles to feed on that offense.
I immediately thought, yes, he should, because I think back to 2 years ago when he played all of those games, and he was not far off from one Marvin Harrison Jr. in terms of his statistics. He was over 1,000 yards, had 10 touchdowns. And then I think of, okay, well, you're right. There are a number of players they want to get the ball to. Ryan Day and others have harped on rotating more, which I assume they will do at the receiver position. So I think he can do it. I think it might be close, but I think if they do get him near that mark, you know, questions will come up when we're talking to Ryan Day and people. It will be known that he is close to that. And I imagine if there's an opportunity to get it near the end of the season, the Buckeyes will try and, you know, not force feed him the ball in jeopardy of losing a game. But if the opportunity is there, I think you try and get him that mark, because look, a guy who came back for a fourth year when he could have gone to the NFL draft has been a great Buckeye. And, you know, I think it would just, you know, put another feather in the cap for Brian Hartline and what he's built in that room.
Doing a little beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. The transfer portal closed officially as we hit the month of May here yesterday. And Ohio State still has all of their main pieces. They still have all five quarterbacks. Are you surprised, Patrick, that Ohio State didn't lose more to the portal?
Not surprised, I would say. There were a couple guys that I thought maybe could have jumped in there that I'd probably put close to 50-50. And so I wouldn't say I was surprised by it. I was just actually finishing up an article when you guys called about the quarterbacks and kind of why I think that they did not have a guy leave. And I think really there's still opportunity for all these guys, right? Be it next season, there's still no starter named, or beyond that for these younger guys who, while they would love to start as freshmen, redshirt freshmen, in the case of Lincoln Kienholz, there's time there. And you're at a program that develops this position as well as anyone. So, you know, I think there was no need to rush if you're them. If you're Devin Brown, I think you believe, as he has throughout his career, that he can win this job. You know, he looked good, I thought, through a lot of the spring. And if you're Will Howard, why would you jump in the transfer portal again? He just kind of got settled here at Ohio State. He probably will be the starting quarterback come late August for that first game against Akron. So I think each guy kind of had their own reason and sees an opportunity, be it next season or beyond. And so, no, I'm not a ton surprised that they didn't have more guys enter. I think they've built a good culture, and there's an opportunity to win national championship this season. Let's not forget about that.
Pat, the question that I've been throwing around to everybody is, what is the bare minimum that has to happen for Ryan Day to remain the head coach at Ohio State? What do you think is the absolute floor?
Well, I don't think you can lose to Michigan again. I think especially given that we think Michigan's going to take a step back with all the talent they lost and Jim Harbaugh gone, I think that has to happen. I think you need to, assuming nothing else goes crazy wrong throughout the season, you need to be back in the Big Ten championship game. And we know that the success of them making it there is usually results in them winning the Big Ten championship. And then I think a college football playoff run has to happen. Maybe not has to happen for him to keep his job, but has to happen for people to feel good about it, because look, they haven't shied away from this natty or bust mentality this offseason, right? They've loaded up on talent. They've loaded up on coaches. You know, I think once you get into the college football playoff, you're playing really good teams. So, you know, if they, you know, make it to the national championship game and lose to a Georgia, or, you know, their season ends in the semifinal on a missed field goal again, I don't know if that is the end of the world, though it would certainly be disappointing. But yeah, Michigan, Big Ten title. I think those things are all well in the reach for this team. And then you kind of see how it plays out once you get into the new 12-team tournament.
Patrick, we started this off talking about recruiting and revisiting the 2018 class. The 2025 class, Ohio State has probably the fastest rising player in that class in Bell Fountain quarterback Tavian St. Clair. A lot of people came out there. Well, there's some people came out this week and said by the time this is over, he may be the number one prospect in this class for 2025. Right now at 24/7 Sports, he's the number one prospect in the state, the number four quarterback, and he's number 17 nationally at the rankings I'm looking at right now. Is this hype train behind Tavian St. Clair real?
I think so. I saw Tavian a decent amount last summer, and then a little bit throughout his fall season. the kid is no doubt talented, and that was clear at the time. But the way he's just gotten better, I think, is the big thing. And I remember talking to his dad about his work ethic. I had him on a podcast, and just how he's just continued to do everything right. And I think you're starting to really see that bear fruit. Now, it, you know, certainly helps at a smaller school like Bell Fountain when you commit to Ohio State. And now there's attention on you, right? You're not just a guy showing up to camp. You are the Ohio State quarterback commit showing up to camp. So everyone's paying attention, and that helps you climb the rankings. But just in terms of his pure development, I think, you know, he's put in the work. He's recognized what he needs to do to be the best version of himself. And that's why you've seen him get this kind of recognition. And, you know, I don't know where he ends up in the rankings. I know Bill Kerlick over at Bucknuts with me believes he could be the top ranked player in the class as well. So I will defer to Bill on that. He's been doing this a long time, but we'll see. You're going to have a really good player, I think, is kind of the conclusion.
Patrick, before we get you out of here, this is Beers and Buckeyes. We got to talk a little beers. The weather is nice out there. I know people are starting to get out their summer shandies and the Coronas and the limes and maybe a little Bud Light lime. And one of my favorite things when the weather breaks and you have like your first really nice day is to get out to a patio and enjoy a beverage on a patio. What is your go-to patio beer, would you say?
Yeah, Corona, you mentioned, is usually one of them. I will have to say, since the weather turned here, I have been probably indulging a bit too much just because it's been too easy to go sit outside and have a couple beers each night. So I need to just kind of pull back a little bit here, maybe have some lemonade tonight, Tyvus. But yeah, Coronas are my go-to usually with that. But as listeners of this segment know, I am not a picky drinker when it comes to beer. There are certainly beers that I like more than others, but you put a cold beer in front of me on a nice day outside, I will drink it.
Yeah, you don't want to be cooped up inside right now. This weather's too nice. You got to get out there on the patios. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us for a little Beers and Buckeyes, and enjoy that Corona or lemonade, whatever you decide to have tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks.
This is Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline for a little Beers and Buckeyes. Could Justin Fields be adding another position to his repertoire? Tyvus thinks this is ridiculous. We'll discuss next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
Whatever you're doing right now, just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon. Even if this promo is playing in the morning, no judgment.
Aw, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Rothman and Ice.
We've learned about this in the NFL now. You just keep swinging at quarterback. If it costs you a lot of money to admit a mistake or try to make a mistake go away, you do it.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
Where Timmy Hall can start swooning over Aaron Kraft any second. It's the Buckeye Show.
Welcome back in. It's Thursday edition of the Buckeye Show. No Timmy Hall.
No swooning.
I am Ryan Baker filling in for Timmy.
If Tim's not here, that means he can't swoon over Aaron Kraft.
Nope. I mean, we can, but...
No, I'm not.
we've got some Justin Fields to talk about here in a minute, but...
Yeah. This baloney.
That is one Tyvis Powell right across from me. We will be together not only tonight, but tomorrow night and Monday night as well. So we got a lot more of Tyvis yawning hanging out with me on the Buckeye Show.
Listen, I have not yawned since the beginning of the show. I'm locked in. See, that's the thing. It's like when it's time to go, like Urban used to say, you got to go like this. Whoosh. You got to lock in.
Whoosh.
The ability to lock in. That's the biggest difference between a lot of kids today. They don't have the ability to like lock in. You got to block out everything and just be tunnel vision. It's hard to do.
I don't know if I can do that.
You don't think
it would have to be really, I don't know. Mm. I don't think I got that tunnel vision. My golf game shows that as well.
You
got to
keep the main thing, Baker.
Well, the main thing right now is hanging out with you on the Buckeye Show for the next 3 days, the 3 days that the Buckeye Show runs. We here at the Buckeye Show, sponsored by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com. Just had a little beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy of 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts. If you missed that, no worries. We have a podcast, the Buckeye Show podcast. It will be ready for you probably about 5 minutes after we go off the air.
They moved it up. Huh? It used to be 15. Ooh.
I think Timmy was just giving it some leeway, but
five minutes.
It's even 2 minutes.
I'm going to test it today when we done.
Our Bodie Wells, he'll put the description on there and have it ready for everyone to go wherever you get your audio. Make sure you download and subscribe today. So, Tyvis, Justin Fields. We know he just went for pretty much nothing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's going to be Russ's backup this year. Mm-hmm. Sixth round draft pick going the other way to the Chicago Bears. It turns into a fourth if he plays 51% of the snaps for the Steelers this year.
It's possible.
Maybe they're trying to think of creative ways to get Justin Field to 51% of the snaps. So Jaylen Warren last week, one of the Steelers running backs, he was on Cam Hayward's podcast. The Not Just Football podcast. They were doing it live from the Steelers draft party last weekend. And then he dropped this about Justin Fields possibly playing another position.
Do you think the kickoff rules will make you want to maybe kick return this year at all?
No.
The fans.
They don't trust your kickoff return?
I guess not. Damn. We want to win. No, don't go back there. I would. I think it's pretty cool. As soon as you touch the ball, that's when everything, starts to happen. But our special teams coordinator was talking about Justin Fields being back there. We're like, hold on.
Whoa, breaking news already?
We looked at him like, Justin Fields about to be that back there? And, I think it's cool.
Tyvis, there is absolutely, positively, 1,000% no way Justin Fields returns a kick this year, right?
I don't think he'll be back there, but I tell you what. With this new kickoff rule, everybody has to use some creativity, because this is essentially bringing kickoffs back. For the past couple of years, they just kicked it out the back of the end zone. There was no kickoff. It took it away. This is actually bringing it back. And whatever special teams coordinator figure out how to be successful, what scheme to be successful, will look really good because that's an extra weapon that you can have. When you're going up against a team that maybe you don't, on paper, not supposed to be in a game with. If you can dominate the special teams and create touchdowns from that, you'll be very successful. So maybe if you go dual returners and you put Justin back at one of the returners, What if they kicked it to him, he takes off, and then he throws it all the way to the other side of the field to the other receiver, to the other returner, and then they take off? Like, that's the only way. But I don't see him catching it and returning the ball, because that's a that could be physical at times.
Now, I have no doubt Justin Fields physically and athletically has the ability to do this, but if what you say is true, one, don't you think every team is going to be expecting that as soon as they see Justin Fields back there? And two, if you're the special teams coordinator and that was your plan to try to catch someone off guard, aren't you through the roof mad at Jaylen Warren right now for even putting this out there?
So one, to answer your first question, yes, you should be on high alert if Justin Fields is out there. Whoever the end man is should make sure that they stay with the returner, you know, to keep him on the inside. So that's for sure. It's high alert. Two, if I'm the special teams coordinator, yeah, I'm calling him in the office and I'm like, bro, you just ruined my plan this year. You got to learn how to. That's what makes me think that it doesn't hold weight. Like, who they think Justin is? Taysom Hill? Like, come on now. I don't think that's really what he wants to. Justin's mind is on. Because they declined his fifth-year option, so he needs to be very productive this year so he can get picked up or re-signed or whatever the case may be. His focus is on quarterback right now, so I don't know why they would even – that's why I'm like, this is just clickbait.
Yeah, I would think if you're Justin Fields and you hear this nonsense, you're like, get me the heck out of here right now. Why did I say I wanted to come here? And then the other reason this isn't happening, as soon as the new kickoff rule went into place, the Steelers, being the genius organization that they are, they went and got Cordarrelle Patterson right away. So there's no way this is happening.
Like I said, this is just because if it was and it was some tip top secret, that Jaylen Warren would be in serious trouble. So I think that this is one of those meetings that. The special teams coordinator was just messing around. I was like, you know what? We can mess around. We could put Justin Fields back there. And everybody just laughed about it. And he just decided to use it because it was just small, jokey talk.
You know what, though? As ridiculous as this is, I'd like to see it.
No, I don't.
I'd like to see. I would like to see Justin Fields. We know how athletic he was and how good he was at running with the football, and still is. I think 2,200 yards. In the past 3 years, rushing for Justin Fields. So we know athletically he's very gifted and he's a big guy. It's not like he's a smaller guy. I think it'd be interesting to see him do it.
He's not going. I don't want to see it.
But I would like to see it. I think it'd be interesting.
I'd rather see Cordarrelle Patterson.
I've already seen him. I'd like to see Justin try it. We take a tour of the college football world with our man Bodie Wells next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio Sports Desk.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm pretty well. Starting with baseball, the Reds enjoyed an off day today as they returned home from the 6-game road trip. They'll be back on the diamond tomorrow night. That's when they host Baltimore for the first of a 3-game set this weekend. As for the Guardians, they wrap up their 6-game road trip tonight as they play the last of the 3-game set against the Astros in Houston. First pitch of the rubber match is at 8:10 tonight. Logan Allen gets the start for Cleveland. A pair of game sixes in the NBA playoffs tonight. The Bucks and Pacers tipped off at 6:30 in Indy. Indiana finished the first quarter on a big run. They have a 31-24 lead late in the first quarter there. Damian Lillard is playing for Milwaukee in that one. Still no Giannis, though. He's still out with the calf injury. In the nightcap, the Knicks are at the 76ers. Tip-off is at 9. New York leads the series 3-2. Just one game in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Boston is at Toronto at 8. The Bruins lead that series 3-2. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
Transfer portal window closed. Guys can still go to new teams, though, but the college football world never sleeps, and our man Bodie Wells, he's been working hard all day to find the latest things in the college football world so he could share them with you right now. Bodes, welcome in.
Thank you, guys. We talked about this a bit on the last two shows, each of the last two nights, so we'll kind of continue the theme here. As revenue sharing with college athletes becomes a growing possibility, some bowl leaders are already hoping for a CBA with the players that would help significantly lower the number of postseason opt-outs. Nick Carpelli, who's the executive director of bowl season, told ESPN this week that his understanding from speaking with conference commissioners and NCAA president Charlie Baker is that the NIL collectives are destined to be brought in-house, and there have been discussions about contracts in exchange for NIL payments. This is what he had to say. If you sign a contract and receive compensation, you're obligated to perform certain duties. In this case, it could be playing 12 regular season games and a bowl game, or a bowl game and the playoff. That's logical to expect. It's the rest of I like this, how he ends the quote here. It's the way the rest of us working folks operate, as if regular college athletes are just like the rest of us. But what do you guys think? Do you think this is something that, as we kind of maybe these, you know, student athletes become more employees? If you're in the 12-team playoff, I don't think we'll have as many opt-outs, but what is bowl season? Can we salvage this by paying guys to play in the bowl games?
I think that would definitely help, for sure. I mean, you give them, if they're under contract, I mean, there's nothing that they can do. And that's the thing. Nowadays, these players have agents and representatives. So going into, before they sign that contract, that agent needs to make sure that they understand that even when they're draft eligible, that if they sign that contract for that year, because I'm sure they're probably going to keep them as one-year deals, that player needs to understand that no matter what, you have to play in that bowl game to receive all of your payment or the contract is void. And I think that might be some back and forth. They're going to be trying to figure out a way to get that out. But if that stays in there and the player signs it, he has no choice but to honor that commitment. So that would definitely help the bowl games be more competitive and more people be more interested in it, because the big name guys will still be able to play in those games.
Now, I wonder how this is going to go. Like, is it going to be the same for every athlete and whatnot? Because every athlete may not have the ability to hire an agent. Because if you're paying all the athletes, I don't think these kids are going to be getting as much money as they are now from these collectives. And I would think the collectives are going to be taken out of it a little bit. Now, some of these guys are still going to get NIL deals. But if you're a third string right guard and you're like, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. But you sign this contract, you're not going to be able to. You know, I just think with all of this, and obviously there's going to be kinks along the way, but I think we all were like, we got to do this. We got to make these players employees. But I don't think we've thought everything out, for sure.
Really? You don't think so?
I'm about to
College
say,
leaders haven't.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the people that pushed for this so hard, I don't think they just saw the benefits of everything and they didn't look at the downside of anything.
Yeah. I think that it's a lot of holes in everything. You know, it's one of those things where it's trial and error. You know, it's going to be one of those things that you got to go out there and roll it out there and see what happens. And as the years go on, it will get better because there will be things that you see that needs to be fixed. My question is, if you did sign in and say you got to play in 12 games in a bowl game, if I got hurt, okay, I'm not going to make those games. But like, say I played in 10. But I got hurt for the remainder of the season. What happens then?
Yeah, and I don't think that if you're legitimately hurt, it's a legitimate injury. I don't think they're going to be able to come back on you at all. I mean, that has to be, right? This is a physical sport. Guys get hurt. If it's a real injury.
You know, in business, it can get cut.
That's true.
They'll say,
very true.
But you didn't play in 12
games. That's a great point, so, Tyvus.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Just a lot of the interesting things that still need worked out.
Yeah, it's going to be a slippery slope, and I think, Tyvus, you hit the nail on the head there. It's going to be trial and error. They're going to try some things that's going to work. They're going to try some other things that's not going to work, and they'll hopefully smooth it out from there.
If they're going to pay, make sure they do back pay. 10 years. My phone number is still the same.
That's the most important thing, of course. This one coming from ESPN here. Most impactful newcomer for each top 25 team. I don't know if you guys clicked on the link yet or not. If you have not, would you care to take a guess at who they chose for the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Quinshon Judkins.
Good guess.
Jeremiah Smith.
He's 1B.
Good guess.
Oh, Caleb Downs.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. Third time's a charm. Yeah, not a surprise there. Obviously, he's probably going to be arguably the best player on Ohio State this year. Probably the best player. Maybe not the most impactful per se, but just pure talent-wise. He'll probably be the best player on the team there coming in from Alabama.
Well, and that's what this says, though, impactful. It doesn't say best or it says most impactful. So,
oh, true. That's a fair point. And, of course, newcomer there. So that's an important distinction there. Yeah, well, I jotted down a few others here in terms of how this could impact Ohio State with some of their opponents. With Oregon, they went with Dillon Gabriel. Makes sense there. The quarterback coming in from Oklahoma. He'll try to fill the shoes of Bo Nix. Penn State, Julian Fleming. Do the Buckeyes play Penn State this year? I honestly can't remember off the top of my head. I thought they weren't scheduled to at first, but then when Oregon and Washington came in, I think the schedule got flipped around to where they do now, but I honestly couldn't remember off the top of my head. But nevertheless, if the Buckeyes do play him, they'll be playing a former Buckeye there. And then Michigan, they chose Jayshon Barham. He's a linebacker who transferred in from Maryland.
They do play Penn State.
Okay.
November
2nd. I thought they did.
I don't think
they were supposed to when USC and UCLA first joined and that schedule was set. But then when Oregon and Washington came along, I think it got flipped to where they do now.
Good.
If I'm correct.
Good. That's a game that it should have been a protected rivalry game.
Penn State didn't want it.
Of course they didn't. They wanted to make it fair so they could have an opportunity
fair.
To be. Yeah, they wanted to make it
fair as in they don't want to play Ohio State.
Yeah, they didn't want them to play the Wolverines and Ohio State every year because if they did, they would be a two-loss team every single year and it would mess their chances up of making it in the CFP. I really think that when they did all those rivalry things, they looked at it and said, how can we get as many teams in the CFP as possible? And that's what they went with because that's baloney that you didn't put that as a rivalry.
Agreed. Tyvus, running back Trevor Etienne was the player they picked for Georgia. Isaiah Bond, he's a transfer from Alabama for Texas. Riley Leonard, quarterback for Bodie Wells' Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
He's a dookie.
You've also got DJ Uiagalelei at Florida State, Cam Ward at the University of Miami. I would argue the most impactful newcomer in all of college football this year is going to be Dillon Gabriel because we know how experienced he is. He was great for Oklahoma last year. Obviously had the great career at UCF before that. Replacing Bo Nix at Oregon was a huge need for the Ducks, and I would say that he's going to be the most impactful in the whole country this year.
I don't disagree with that statement, actually. When you put it that way, it's because he plays quarterback, one. And two, the Oregon Ducks are projected to be a really good team. I mean, they got a really good coach. They brought in a really good recruiting class. So he's got to be the engine behind everything. So if he plays well, then the Oregon Ducks will be a successful team. We'll find out in October when they play the Buckeyes.
So Jeremiah Smith, obviously, we all know how good we think he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue maybe, and this is just for this year on the most impactful, I would argue maybe the most impactful newcomer to Ohio State, though, out of this group of newcomers, might be Julian Sain. Not for this year.
Oh, yeah. No, because it's
moving forward.
It would be Jeremiah Smith then.
Somebody's got to throw him the ball.
Did you see some of them clips from the spring?
No.
All you got to do is put it in the area. I can throw him the ball.
But he plays quarterback. You mentioned quarterback.
That's a big part of it. But I think under Chip Kelly, he eliminates a lot of the thinking, too.
Okay.
And we're going to run the ball more, too. So,
I mean, this year at least, I sure hope so. I would love. I love it. 20 to both backs and 10 from the quarterbacks. Let's go.
Just don't even throw it.
Yeah. 10 throws a game.
50 carries. That's wow. If that's the case, then we're going tempo. And because Ryan Day was just complaining last year about they don't have enough plays.
All right, guys, we'll finish up with this one here, talking about one of the four teams that'll be new to the Big Ten this season, UCLA. This one comes from Antonio Morales of The Athletic. He put this one together, writing about the Deshaun Foster era getting started there at UCLA. More specifically, focusing on the recruiting for the Bruins under Foster. I thought this was an interesting part of the article in particular. Under Jim Mora, UCLA finished with a top 20 recruiting class in his last five seasons. So pretty good for UCLA. You wouldn't expect them to be too much higher, but top 20 is pretty good. But under Chip Kelly, they finished in the top 20 just once in his seven seasons. And in his last four seasons, they signed under 20 kids in each class, which is pretty small nowadays, especially when you factor in the transfer portal. Now, they did lean heavily into the portal, so they kind of went more of the portal route than the traditional recruiting class or whatever. Foster's trying to flip that back and kind of get UCLA back going on the recruiting grind there. Ultimately, recruiting in general, what is UCLA going to be in the Big Ten? What do you guys think? Can they be 8-9 wins? Can they crack double digits on a consistent basis?
I see them being like in that same tier with like with Michigan State, like Wisconsin, Iowa. Like I see them being in that type of thing. I think that UCLA can be an attractive place where they can recruit well, but they got to come in here and they got to win some games, because UCLA is a historically a nice place, great campus. I think people will want to go there, so I don't think from that aspect that they'll struggle. I just think kids got to see, like, the vision. Like, if you come here, we can actually be successful in the Big Ten. I don't want them to come in here and be the Big Ten's punching bag. They got to show some competitive nature and some competitive edge and win some games, or at least be in some games when you're going up against the Wolverines, Ohio State, Oregon, like teams like that. If they're in those games, kids will look at it, especially kids from California. They could look at it and say, I can be the missing piece that takes us over the edge and help us become a top team in the Big Ten. So I think that's what it's going to take from them.
So I think this is so hard because I know the landscape of college football in the world we live in the past 30 years has changed so much. But remember what moving to the Big Ten did to Nebraska.
It crushed
their recruiting, because they weren't playing the Texases and the Oklahomas anymore, and they weren't having those big games in the areas where they could get kids that would want to come there. Mm. Now, at least UCLA still has USC, and you still have Oregon, and you still have Washington. But outside of that, you're not playing in Arizona, you're not playing in Utah, you're not getting the kids that are close to you anymore. And I know recruiting's more national now, but it matters when you can get kids that close to you that grew up loving your program, I think. So it's going to be interesting from that standpoint if that still matters like it did with Nebraska. The other thing here, though, I think, is if Deshaun Foster can coach, I think, yeah, they can be something with this move to the Big Ten. But if Deshaun Foster proves that he's not a great coach, I don't think they're going to gain any traction.
Only time will tell.
I think the thing that always kind of stands out to me for UCLA, and I know like how a fan base cares about their school and football program isn't like the end all be all, but like you flip on their games and it's like there's nobody there. And to me, like, I know it's, like I said, I know it's not the most important thing, but like, can you imagine flipping on a game of Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and seeing that place like 60% full? You just can't. And to me, like, I just don't know if UCLA can ever be, I agree with you, Tyvus, like that they'll get 6-7 wins at least. Best years, they might hit 9 or 10, but I don't know. If you gave me the over-under of like a half, of winning one Big Ten championship in their first like decade, I take the under. Honestly,
And you know, it's interesting, Tyvus. You mentioned some of those. Like, I think even if they get to their peak, I think their ceiling is Penn State, 10-2 every year.
Can't beat the big ones.
Yeah,
but can win a lot of the close and mid tier games.
And I feel like that's kind of weird to say because I remember still when UCLA was a pretty good football team, but they really haven't been a program of matter in a long time.
I want to say, when was that? Because all my life, I don't really recall.
I guess I remember Cade McNown. And
when is that?
That was the late. He was in the 99 NFL football draft. So it was a long time ago. That's what I'm saying.
And even when they had a top 10 pick in Josh Rosen, who maybe shouldn't have been a top 10 pick in hindsight, but like he was a big time recruit, top 10 mm-hmm. NFL draft pick, a quarterback, and like, I don't know. Did they ever win more than 8 or 9 games under him? Like, I know it's not all on him, obviously, but that's a school that it's like, okay, they have to have a good quarterback. And even when they did, still just kind of didn't seem to matter.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see as they move into the Big Ten what the future holds for not only UCLA, but all four of those schools coming in. One of the few question marks about this Buckeye football team is the offensive line. We will text a man or talk to a man that played offensive line at Ohio State, TJ Downing, about the offensive line next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
Wake up with the fan, eat lunch with the fan, go to bed with the fan, dream about the fan, then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you, or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza, a golden crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's signature pizza on cauliflower crust, like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours, and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
Common Man and T-Bone.
There is no way in hell.
No way! I will eat a crap sandwich!
Why do you do this?
No!
Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on The Fan. Brace yourselves for more Buckeye banter. This is the Buckeye Show.
Welcome back in. Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan. Ryan Baker in for the vacationing Timmy Hall. Playing a little golf on the left coast. Tyvis Powell, like he is most nights, right here for the Buckeye Show. Seven in a row, right? 7 days in a row
going
for you
7 days
here at the Fan?
Straight, Monday through Sunday, every day.
One of the hardest working guys in the business.
Somebody got to do it, man. We got to keep this thing rolling.
Just keep them checks cashing, right?
Hey, whatever. My little kibbles and bits.
Bodie Wells, of course, on the other side of the glass. Tyvis, this Ohio State football team is loaded for bear this year. They don't have very many questions, but one of those questions is the offensive line because of the way they played last year and the fact that they haven't really made any huge additions. Matthew Jones out, but Seth McLaughlin in. And who better to talk about the offensive line than someone that did it for the Buckeyes? He is TJ Downing joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. TJ, thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday. Do you think that with another year of these guys that we saw last year and Seth McLaughlin, do you think that we will see better offensive line play this year from the Buckeyes?
Boy, I think the last time I talked to you guys, it was in the dark days post Cotton Bowl, right?
Right after the Cotton Bowl.
they were the dark days of Ohio State offensive line football. From what I said, you know, I think I told you, I mean, it was embarrassing to see that. So, man, I'll tell you what: if you go, Ryan, an entire off season, I would really think if you have any type of heart, if you have any type of attitude or just resolve, that thing has been like in your mind, you know, the way you were beat by Missouri, the way you performed as an offensive line, the lack of production that, I mean, Tyvis, you know as well as I do, all the stuff we have to do from February 5 a.m. to spring ball to the conditioning, summer conditioning, all that we put in, you would think that would be on your mind every time you're doing a rep, you're doing a sprint, you're doing a 5 a.m. and getting out of bed. Like, I would hope so, Ryan. I really would hope so, because it was pathetic. It was embarrassing. And I hope some guys that experienced that were actually out there in that starting five, man, I would want to see some of the most fired up offensive line type dudes coming out week one after that.
Well, TJ, I want to stay right in that area, because over the past couple of seasons, one of the biggest complaints is that it hasn't been like a lot of nastiness in them trenches, mm-hmm. You know, and I wanted to know, is that something that you think you just have it or you don't, or you think that that's something that can be taught to these players?
Man, how much time do we have, Tyvis? you know, I always just kind of called it the light switch, right? You know, I'm a very nice dude off the field. You know, I have manners. You know, I'm polite. I treat people the way they want to be treated. We never try and big time somebody, because I was an Ohio State football player. But, man, I'll tell you what, when you step between the white lines, it has to click on. And some people can control it. You know, and I played with a lot of guys that were technicians. They didn't have the nasty attitude, but they were just such great technicians that they got away with it. I wasn't the greatest technician. You know, I struggled to bend at the hips a little bit. And, you know, I was strong, but, like, I needed that nasty type of attitude. And, man, I can't even count back how many years right now that I just haven't seen it. I haven't seen any dude out there that's right in the middle of the thick of it, the action. Like, you know, somebody's messing with your wide receiver, a linebacker, like, at the end of a play. Like, you know what? Go get up in that dude's face. Don't draw the flag. Be smart. But, like, dude, like, you have to have a tone setter out there. You have to have what I told Tress that I was for him, was an enforcer. You need those guys out there. And I hope we see it this year.
Need someone to throw a couple guys out the door when it gets rowdy at the bar. Joined by TJ Downing, former Buckeye lineman on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. TJ, also the owner of Stark Media. We'll talk a little bit about that before we let TJ go. Carson Hensman, though, he was a guy that was got the ire of a lot of people with the offensive line play last year. He was the center. This year, it looks like possibly, if things go like it did in the spring game, he's going to line up at that right guard position. TJ, he was a redshirt freshman last year, had never played center before in a game before they rolled out there for the season opener. How difficult is that for a young guy to start at a position, especially the center position, that he's never done before?
I honestly don't even know how to gauge or put a level on it, because it's just so different. You know, a lot of, I don't know what what Coach Justin's philosophies are, but typically the center in shotgun stuff, he's making the calls. He's setting the mic. He's letting us know where we're going. He's letting the back know who he's got to pick up. And, you know, on top of that, you've got to snap the ball. You've got to remember the cadence. Now we got checks, audibles. That's all stuff that, like, it starts with the center, man. He puts everybody on that right page. And it's not easy, you know. To be able to go down there and do that, and especially if, you know, if a defense is lining up with a shade nose guard over top of you, or, like, you know, what I used to have to deal with, and I wasn't playing center, but, like, you know, even though it was Nick Mangold next to me, who should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day, we got a 380-pound Alan Branch right in between us. Or, you know, like a Luis Castillo from Northwestern who started 12, 15 years in the league. Like, when you got a guy on top of you that you know is going to be all over you, it's a lot, man. And maybe it is the right move to move Hinson down there. And, you know, I know that he was the fellow that kind of got caught up in some stuff with the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, none of us really know the whole story. It's between him and coach and whatever, but I don't know. Some stuff kind of sounded a little weak to me on the coaching staff's behalf. If they did sit him because he said some things, but I think he said some truth. You know, he call it like you see it. Call a spade a spade. If it ain't going right, if we ain't got the toughness, start calling dudes out. I do the same thing.
I like it, TJ. Let me ask you, with this running back group that they have, you know, having Travion, who's a speed guy, and then having Quinshon Judkins come over from Ole Miss, what type of run game would you like to see? You think they're more zone, power, trap? What would you like to see out of this, and what do you think is their strength with these two type of running backs?
Hey, Ryan, Tyvus is trying to keep me here all night, man. He's talking my love language, man. He's talking inside zone. He's talking that power game, you know. I'm really interested to see what Quinshon can do, man. I personally, you have to go with what you have up front as an offensive line. If you have bulldozers who can move the three technique, you got to run with that power game. You got to pull guards. If you got some dudes that are lean, and we used to have a saying, the leaner you stay, the longer you play. If you got dudes that can stretch guys and reach them, and they're good with getting inside hands, then we need to start working some outside zone, off tackle to inside zone. And it's just, I mean, I always felt fortunate because, you know, playing under Tress, playing under my offensive line coach and coordinator Jim Bowman, they made us learn everything. We knew option, we knew counter, we knew zone. Like, but you have to play to the strength of your linemen, and also what you're going to see that week.
Last one for you here, TJ. We mentioned you're the owner of Stark Media. You cover a lot of high school sports up in Stark County in the northeast part of the state. Tell us a little bit about Stark Media and where people can learn more.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Ryan, there's been a lot of changes since you and I had last talk right after we got a chance to do the state championships at Tom Benson Stadium together. We kind of reformed this thing, and we kind of operated as what's called SMG Network now. And we were able to partner with a couple of the guys that, you know, our guys down there in Dayton with TKDS Sports, light up the website, get a couple channels going, do a lot of different things. You can catch that at smgnetwork.tkdssports.com. It's been fun, and we've kind of had a little bit of, you know, I mentioned to you and you saw that we do a ton with wrestling, and it's been great. And we've kind of taken that and carried it over to some of the mixed martial arts stuff. We've got kind of a growing area of MMA up here in Northeast Ohio with some really strong competitors, a lot of dudes that lined up and played high school football or wrestled around the area. And there's some bangers out there, man. We just had an event at the Chaparral Center in Akron, had 5,000 people in there, 4 or 5 knockouts where dudes were, you know, the dudes on the mat were getting their legs shaken and the oxygen tanks are coming out. And it's cool, man. So we're always kind of looking where the next curve is, where we can obviously capitalize, make revenue, and bring something to the consumer that they crave. And boy, people love that fighting action.
They sure do. TJ, continue the good work, man. Always a pleasure to talk a little ball with you, and can't wait till we get to cross path again here in the not too distant future.
I'll be seeing you soon, Ryan. Much love to you, man. Tyvus, blessings, guys. Have a great one, man. Love what you guys do. Go Bucks, baby.
It's TJ Downing, former Ohio State offensive lineman and the owner of Stark Media, joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Tyvus, the Ohio State rookies in the NFL, they've been dominating awards the past few years. We will tell you how long we think that will continue coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
Your morning just got beefier. Morning Juice with Beamer, Bobby, and Shark.
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Big thanks to former Buckeye TJ Downing for joining us last segment and talking a little offensive line play. Again, if you missed that, you can catch the podcast anywhere you get your audio. It's Tyvus Powell, Ryan Baker. I guess I flipped that. You're Tyvus Powell. I'm Ryan Baker. He's Bodie Wells. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Two more segments here on this Thursday night. Tyvus, I know we've talked about it a lot, but the Ohio State players, when they go to the league, they are ready, and they are ready to play big roles. And Ohio State has been dominating the NFL Rookie of the Year awards, either on the offense or the defensive side of the ball. In 2016, Joey Bosa, the Defensive Rookie of the Year. 2017, Marshawn Lattimore took that honor home. 2019, it was Nick Bosa, Joey's brother. Then in 2020, Chase Young was the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Then 2022, we had Garrett Wilson, on the offensive side of the ball for the Jets. And of course, CJ Stroud last year, not just the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, but he was the Rookie of the Year in the NFL with that great season he had. Number two in the betting odds for the Offensive Rookie of the Year this year,
Marvin
Harrison Jr. And the only reason he's number two
is because he's a receiver. Caleb Williams is number one. Probably.
Absolutely. Caleb Williams, number one. We know he's going to be the day one starter for the Chicago Bears. But Marvin Harrison, there's no doubt he's the number one option in Arizona right now. And we know Kyler Murray, if he can stay healthy, he can sling the ball at least.
Well, it doesn't matter who's there. I mean, he's going to be their number one option because I think Marvin, what people are going to find out is Marvin does a great job of creating separation, and he has such a great catch radius. And I think that it will translate to the NFL to where he'll be able to go up and make plays. So just put it in the area. And if it isn't Kyler, everybody's going to look to him just how he did with D-Hop. D-Hop down there somewhere, he just kind of threw it up to him. You could do those same things with Marvin, and he can make those plays. So I like his chances to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Obviously, if Caleb does have a great season and both of them go out and have a great season, they're going to give the edge to Caleb because Chicago was terrible and the quarterback always wins in the end. So he's got a big mountain to climb, but I really like Marvin's chances. I think him going to Arizona really increases his odds or his chances of winning Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I mean, I would think that's the safe bet this year, honestly, because I don't know. I think the Bears have a pretty good roster.
It's just tough as a lot.
And Caleb's going to have weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they even upgraded the running back position with DeAndre Swift. We know Roma Dunze was a great pick. Add him to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Cole Kmet, he's a good tight end. So
it looked good on paper, but I don't do the paper thing no more. I've been a Cleveland Browns fan for years, and we had years with her on paper. It looked unbelievable.
And look, it's hard for a rookie, no matter how good they are, to come into the league. And CJ Stroud, the year he had last year, that was an anomaly. I mean, most quarterbacks don't come in and do that their first year. I don't think there's any doubt, me personally, barring any injuries, Marvin Harrison Jr. comes in and puts up over 1,000 yards this year and has like 80, 90 catches.
I think that, but it's different. He's different than a lot of prospects because his father dominated in the NFL. So he's teaching them all of the things of how to be successful. And what people got to realize is when you get to the NFL, it's really the smallest things that help you be better in the NFL. Like, just maybe doing your break instead of breaking with your inside, it's outside foot, or it's got to be 1-2, or a certain cut, or a certain angle, or a tempo in your routes. Like, it's so many different things that's small. It seems so small, but it makes the biggest difference. And for Marvin, his father's already teaching him these things, which is why he was so successful, that when he comes to the NFL, his mindset is it's just different than a lot of prospects that come into the NFL, because his mindset is go Jacket. You know, some people think, I just want to be good, I just want to get to my second contract. Marvin is one of those guys that's like locked into, like, I can't have anything short than a Hall of Fame career. So he's going to be hard on himself, and he's going to be extremely motivated to go out there. And if the Cardinals do have a really good year, it'd be a direct reflect to how good he was.
So let's project here into the future, Tyvus, because we know this Ohio State roster this year is loaded for bear.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have guys in premium positions. Like this year, I think Marvin's the only one. Maybe you can make an argument for Mike Hall, but he's not a defensive end.
He'll be a rotational piece, yeah, so he won't see a lot of that many snaps, too. Unless he just comes out there, and every time he's out there, he makes a big play, it'll be hard.
But even if he does, it's hard for a defensive tackle to put up the numbers that a cornerback or a defensive end is going to. So I think Marv's the only one this year. But next year, you've got a lot of Buckeyes that are going to be going into the league at premium positions. Emeka Abuka at the wide receiver position. Two running backs that could go into the league and make a difference in Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, if Judkins decides to leave, which I think we all think he probably will.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have defenders, Denzel Burke, JT Tuimoloau, Jack Sawyer, possibly a Sonny Styles.
You guys, think he leaves?
I mean, he's eligible to after next year. If he has a good year as this hybrid linebacker type, I mean, they've got guys that next year are going to be at premium positions that could possibly make huge differences. So next season, not this upcoming NFL season, but the following next season, you could have Marv, you could have another Buckeye. Then we project into the future. Now you're looking at possibly a Jeremiah Smith.
Mm.
You've got more cornerbacks in Davison Igbinosin, Jermaine Matthews, Calvin Simpson-Hunt. Jordan looking into Hancock. The future, Edrick Houston on the defensive line eventually.
Yeah.
And then, goodness gracious, these quarterbacks. Julian Sain, Aaron Noland, Tavian St. Clair. I mean, these are guys that are top of the quarterback pecking order in the recruiting rankings, at least, which we don't, they're not the end all be all, but this run that Ohio State's had for rookies being ready for the NFL, it doesn't look like it's going to be over anytime soon.
No, and I think that that's kind of become the expectation. I think that when you're a Buckeye and you come into the NFL, I think that already NFL voters are already going to look at you. Like, because of what the past has been, all of these rookie of the years, you have to look at any Buckeye and look at them and put them under the microscope. And I think that Ohio State does a great job of preparing you for the NFL, which is why I think they dominate in recruiting. Like, rookie of the year, like, that tells you that right away you've been developed so well at Ohio State that when you get to the NFL, it's second nature. A coach don't have to spend a ton of time teaching you how to do certain things because you've already learned those things, that they can get to the more advanced things. And as long as you had a premium or premier spot, I think that your chances of winning it is high. Mad Joey beat me, though. I thought I should have had it, my rookie.
Let's go ahead and give it to Marv this year. Say Marv continues the trend. He wins Offensive Rookie of the Year this year.
Okay.
Who's the next Buckeye to win a Rookie of the Year award after that?
For next year.
Not even that. It doesn't have to be next year.
Who do I think
it could be? Two. It could be 3 years. Who's the next?
Ooh.
Because immediately I want to say Denzel Burke, but I know you are a big interception guy at the cornerback position.
That's what it is.
That's what you have to do is take them. And I don't know. I think Denzel's going to be a lockdown guy. I don't know how much he's going to get. They're going to throw at him at the next level. We'll have to see how he does this year because we know he had a couple interceptions last year.
Yeah.
But I think the money answer is Jeremiah Smith.
I was going to go with Emeka Ebuka.
Okay, you think Ebuka.
I think he the thing is Emeka is an athlete.
Great
athlete. Like I think he can any sport that you put out there, I think he will excel at.
Softball home run derby champion.
Yeah, I just think he's a really good athlete and I think that people are going to overlook him that to the point where he might not go top 10 like all the other receivers are. He might fall later but get with a better quarterback that gets in a better offensive system that he'll truly be able to shine and flourish to where his numbers will look unbelievable because people will be like, I can't believe this guy slipped to like 21 or something like that. And he goes off and have an unbelievable season.
I saw a mock draft earlier today for next NFL season, next NFL draft. Emeka, Denzel, JT, Quinshon.
In the first round?
All of those in the first round. And
they taking, ain't nobody taking no running back in the first round.
Well, I mean, if they're good enough.
Okay.
But those four, and I think there was one more Buckeye. I can't remember who the other one was. But pretty impressive. Some people talking about Ohio State possibly breaking Georgia's record of 15 in next year's NFL draft. So that's going to be fun watching the NFL draft next year if you are a Buckeye fan. What is the social media world saying about the Buckeyes right now? We wrap up the show with some hashtag Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeye Show, 97.1 The Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am. The Fan.
Ohio sports destination.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll chat with Memorial Tournament honoree, World Golf Hall of Famer Julie Inkster, plus some tech talk with Rod Cook from Titleist.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick, presented by X-Golf, Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
Welcome back in. Final segment, Buckeye Show. We should have a podcast, Tyvus, of what is talked about when we are off air, right? Because, I mean, That would be ridiculously hilarious.
You are. You're
definitely not suitable for kids.
Ryan Baker is a funny guy. That's all I would say. We're going to leave it at that. He's out of line. He out of line. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't think anything I said was out of line right there, but we'll just leave that. We've got to do some hashtag Buckeyes. Buckeyes rule the social media world. We know that. This one was coming down. This is actually a couple days old, but I saw this. And I knew we were going to be doing the Buckeye show together, and I knew I wanted to get this in there. So this was from the official Ohio State football Twitter on April 30th. Number one uniforms in college football, according to 24/7 Sports. And I think this was an older article, but Ohio State just wanted to tweet this out and let everybody know. We still got the best unis in all of sports. So I found this article from 24/7 Sports, their top five uniforms,
okay.
Tyvus,
okay.
In college football. Number five, the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Yeah.
Number four, the Texas Longhorns, which I think are on most people's lists.
Iconic.
Number three, this is one I kind of disagreed with, the LSU Tigers.
I don't think their stuff is really that special. I mean, it's iconic, but I don't think it's special.
Pretty good color scheme, but yeah.
I mean, that purple and gold.
I think I would throw something in over that. I'm not sure. Maybe Florida State. Something like from that. Oregon.
Oregon just changes theirs all the time.
I'm a big blue.
Whoa.
So, not that blue,
whoa.
But
What are you talking about, Baker?
North Carolina.
Oh, it's powder blue.
Powder blue.
Say that. Don't, whoa.
I think North Carolina is a good one. Number two, speaking of woe, it was that team up north.
I mean, I understand because it's like it's iconic.
And then number one, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I'm not mad at that list, even though I'm big on, I like a nice alternate every now and again. Bodie hates them for some odd reason. I don't know what his deal is.
You just don't need alternates when you got great uniforms. That's all.
You like Notre Dame's uniforms?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Notre Dame's better than half that list.
Not you. You're biased, Baker.
Look at those helmets, man.
I do kind of agree with Bodie. I think it's one of the reasons that I like Penn State, and I might have had Alabama on there as well. They don't do that. Now, I like a lot of I don't like all of Ohio State's alternates.
Which ones did you not like?
There's a couple over the years that they've had.
The all gray.
The ones that
were terrible. The all gray were terrible. It didn't even look like Ohio State.
The one with the red numbers or the one with the black numbers? The JT comeback ones or the ones that they wore like recently?
Okay, I'm thinking like 2017 Penn State.
That's the JT comeback.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah, those are terrible.
I didn't mind them. What about
I just don't think they're good. Okay, as a uniform, they're fine, but like Ohio State doesn't need to wear that.
I think
when you're playing Penn State, just put on the scarlet and gray.
It was a game we played. I think it was the Team Up North game.
Oh, see, that's even worse. Like, when they play Michigan.
You should not have alternates in that game.
I couldn't even finish my statement.
Sorry, continue. Go ahead.
When they played the Dwayne Haskins game, where he came in and threw the first down, weren't they wearing all white with, like, black numbers? But that was
I think you're right on that.
See, yeah, I think it was
a light gray. Yeah, it was something like that.
I wasn't
black
a fan
numbers
of those.
And yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan
the
of
ones
that.
They had, I think it was like, I don't know, 1942 or something. They had red helmets and red lines. Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of that. Some of the Ohio State ones are good. I just think sometimes when you have an iconic brand in uniform, you don't need that.
Yes, you do. You know why? It gets boring after a while, you know, to just wear the same thing. Like, you got to spice it up. You got to keep the players happy.
That's fair, and I'm not totally against them. I just think it's cool that Penn State and Texas and Alabama don't do that. USC, they don't do that.
And how many championships have they won since?
Totally fair. I don't know if the uniforms
well, Alabama's
have anything
won a
to
few.
Forget them. The other two, Penn State and Texas. Texas just got relevant.
They're back, yeah.
You got a hashtag for me?
My hashtag is quick. I was searching some stuff and I realized that WNBA is about to start soon, which means everybody's all on Caitlin Clark and all Caitlin Clark this, and rightfully so. But don't forget, Kelsey Mitchell is still there. So they got the big three going on, and I would love to see them take down the Las Vegas Aces.
Okay.
They can dethrone. Would that be something that they go from zero to hero in 1 year?
I mean, that would be cool.
Caitlin Clark is that good to do that? I love to see how her and Kelsey is going to work out together. Because Kelsey's a baller.
Kelsey's good.
I hoop with her at the RPAC.
I will still say Kelsey Mitchell is the best female basketball player that I've ever seen in person with my own eyes, being there and watching her.
I didn't get a chance to see Maya Moore in person, but if I did, that would be the answer.
Well, Tyvus, it's been fun. We will do this again tomorrow, and we will do this again on Monday. Bodie Wells, thank you to you. A little thing called We'll See coming up next.
The two most mature people working at the radio station.
And that's just because they wear pants.
The pervert and the skivvies.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.